I was sitting on the sofa yesterday, quietly minding my own business, idly flicking through the paper, when I heard it. That phrase that every man dreads, that sends me spinning out of my comfort zone and back down to earth with a bump. What are you thinking? Now, don't get me wrong, because I'm all in favour of communication and, you know, sharing your thoughts and feelings with that special person in your life. But that's not the way us blokes work. I mean, it's not like we're trying to dodge the question, or be deceitful in any way. But us guys aren't really good at talking about our feelings. And, contrary to popular belief, we're not always thinking about sex and football, and then using dumb insolence to try to hide that fact. It's that we're genuinely lost for words. Talking about our innermost thoughts and feelings doesn't come easy to us. Now, I may not be very popular for saying this, but some of it may be explained by looking at our caveman ancestors. So, picture the scene if you will. All of us men are out in the bush somewhere hunting some wild boar, when, apropos of nothing at all, my mate Ug turns to me and says, "What are you thinking?" And I turn to him and say, "Well, actually last night the missus and I were discussing how we're going to redecorate the cave, and I said to her, what about some nice paintings of buffalo?" And she went, "Buffalo? What a cliché!" And at that moment, the wild boar ran off. So, what are you thinking? I know you girls like to tell each other everything, but please don't be too hard on us guys for keeping shtum. It's not our fault. We don't mean anything by it. It's just the way it is. So, now you know what I've been thinking, even if it's only for the last 2 minutes.